West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
It's a cold morning to have no power or heat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the situation in parts of Tennessee torn apart by weekend tornadoes.
We need to remember the victims, and there are a lot of them. People that have lost their lives, people that have lost everything that they own.
Governor Bill Lee, after assessing the damage north of Nashville.
Six people dead in the state of Tennessee. Two of them are children.
More than 80 others injured. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Clarksville, where it's 24 degrees now.
According to Clarksville officials, nearly 700 structures have been destroyed as recovery efforts are continuing. Power lines are still down. Over 10,000 people in the state of Tennessee this morning out of power.
Israel now says 20 of the 137 hostages Hamas is holding are dead, as Hamas warns none get out alive if demands are not met.
In Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's words, the war is in full swing. But, he adds, dozens of Hamas fighters have surrendered to Israeli forces. Hamas says that's not true. Fighting is concentrated in Gaza's two largest cities, Khan Yunis and Gaza City. Thousands have died, and the health situation is said to be catastrophic.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump has changed the plan. He will not testify today for a second time at the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York. Writing on Truth Social, he has nothing more to say. They did nothing wrong, and it's a rigged witch hunt.
New York Attorney General Letitia James responded with a statement saying, "We have already proven that he committed years of financial fraud." Trump is accused of inflating the values of his properties to get better loan rates. The AG is seeking $250 million in penalties and wants Trump banned from conducting real estate business in New York.
Fox's Jill Nato. Hunter Biden's lawyer is expected to file paperwork today in Delaware trying to get felony gun charges dismissed. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, save over $40 on a Werner 6-foot stepladder. Was $115, now just $69.98. And there's more. Get up to 30% off select kitchen cabinet orders. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 12/7 through 12/13 on item number 98148. While supplies last, minimum purchase and exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will return to the White House tomorrow to ask President Biden for more help.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the visit underscores the United States' unshakable commitment to supporting the people of Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's brutal invasion. The Senate leadership aides, as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, have invited Zelensky to speak with all senators tomorrow morning. Zelensky is also expected to meet with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Congress has stalled on a $106 billion emergency spending request from President Biden that would include money for Ukraine. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One of the big holdups to that aid, a new surge of illegal immigration that has Republicans demanding more border security. GOP Senator James Lankford tells CBS Face the Nation.
With 10,000 plus people a day on average just this last week crossing every day, and 500,000 so far in the last 2 months, we can't just sit and say we're going to do nothing.
Gas keeps getting cheaper.
A big 16 cent per gallon drop in the past 3 weeks to $3.27. Plus, it's a total of 70 cents per gallon drop since September 22, 11 weeks ago.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg surveys gas stations across the country. So does AAA. Its national average for regular less than hers at $3.15 a gallon, which is good for upcoming holiday travel. AAA estimates now 115 million Americans will go 50 miles or more for the Christmas holiday period. That's the second most since 2000. On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of today's trading. On Sunday Night Football, Dallas beat Philadelphia. Earlier, Baltimore edged the L.A. Rams in overtime. Buffalo topped Kansas City, but the Chiefs were angry a potential game-winning touchdown was nullified by a rare offsides penalty. And Minnesota shut out Las Vegas 3-0. The lowest scoring game in the NFL in 16 years. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
And local news. Illinois being awarded more than $95 million to improve passenger rail across the state. The funding provided by the Federal Railroad Administration, almost $94 million used to improve and modernize Chicago's Union Station. The funds helping make Union Station more accessible to riders with disabilities, renovating, building outdated ventilation system, and expand station platforms. Illinois State Police reminding the public to stay vigilant during the holiday season as the Israeli-Hamas war continues. ISP says foreign terrorist media historically has called for violence during the winter holiday. This year, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI expected the call for violence to be heightened. A man from Tolono was sentenced to 48 years in prison for producing and possessing child porn. Illinois State Police arresting 42-year-old James Shipley in April. He was indicted on five class felony charges, one of predatory criminal sexual assault, and four of production and possession of child pornography. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning. It is December 11, ESPN 93.5. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. We welcome our meteorologist, Greg Soyer, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Well, again, we have said this a lot, and it's worth saying again. Dang, what the heck, Mr. Meteorologist? The weather's been terrific.
Yeah, I tell you, it certainly has been for, you know, holiday decorating, festivities outdoors, community get-togethers, and all that other kind of stuff as you expect with Christmas time. And the beat goes on around here without really skipping a beat with just one little dinkus of a weather system. Actually, two of them. One, a cold front to come through the area, weather-free or free of any precip tomorrow night. And another one that may sprinkle or flurry on us here, depending on the day part on Saturday. That's it. And probably going into next week in a fairly quiet, uneventful order. This is a strengthening El Nino setup. Those winds up aloft roaring down the Canadian and U.S. Rockies, and with minimal snow cover there and the main cold air intrusions into the Great Lakes around the northeast of New England, where there's another snowstorm out there this morning. We sit in good order around here, especially with temperatures in mind. Pendulum will begin to turn here towards the holidays and heading into the middle and late winter time season. We'll worry about that down the line. Where skies have cleared a bit colder, 20 at Willard and Savoy, where the skies are still overcast, 27 up at Rantoul, 21 at Pisotum, 26 over at Danville, 18 at Bloomington Normal. For the day today, partly sunny, light southwest wind, 40 for the high temperature today. That's on target for the time of year. Clear tonight, 28, mostly sunny, 43 tomorrow. We'll dip into the lower 20s tomorrow night. Sunshine about 39 on Wednesday, but back well into the 40s here. Thursday and Friday, 48 with a flurry early and a sprinkle late in the day on Saturday. Then highs 45 to 50. Dry, mild weather continues on into Sunday and Monday of next week. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soldier.
Yeah, in case you don't know, it's 2 weeks from today is Christmas. Raven Harrison has all her gifts wrapped and done. Yes. That's just how on top of it she is for everything. Raven, how are you?
Doing great. That's the story we're going with, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had to be reminded Christmas is 2 weeks from today. Man, that's
sneaking up on us.
Kind of quick. Anyway, we're getting good weather around these parts. So you're in Florida today. Nice to have
Florida
you.
Florida tomorrow. Texas today.
Florida tomorrow.
So, Raven, do you ever wake up and wonder where you are?
All the time. All the time.
So are you speaking a lot? Is that what's happening?
Yes, and we have a lot of work to do for our capital. I mean, we've got an open border and issues with the J6, so I'm here keeping the government on task.
Do you book your own stuff? You got a booker?
I have a booker.
Yeah, okay, just if you want me to book you, you know, I provide private aircraft, of course. Is that what your booker does? Just kidding. that would certainly make life easier if you had private aircraft, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm married to a pilot. It helps.
Does he fly you, or is he doing commercial stuff?
Yeah, he does commercial, but he can fly us.
That's nice. Okay. Well, you can fly free. There's that.
Correct.
It's a political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. What do you mean by betrayal of America?
It means that what we're seeing happening right now in our government, in our country, is not new. This is a remnant and a loop from what we experienced in the Cold War, except before it was the Soviet Union, now it's China.
So as far as America and the deep state and all these things that people have said, you're just a conspiracy person, and we're seeing more and more activity by using government institutions against political rivals. Where do you think it turned? Was it perhaps the Clinton impeachment, where things kind of, you get my guy, I get you guy, you get my guy, I get your guy, that kind of thing?
That was a pivotal point, but from my research, it really goes back almost to the Johnson era. You know, when we had, you know, the Kennedy assassination, and then we had a specific goal by the government of certain depopulization. And it's funny, because I've heard that, you know, conspiracy theorists, well, I seem to be, you know, we seem to be 101 for conspiracy theories, 100 to zero, actually, and now we seem to be right. I'm not even far right. I'm just right so far.
Just wonder why, if there's no conspiracy, why the government won't release everything, you know?
Correct.
I mean, it always makes you suspicious and everything, and then they can just say you're just a wild, whacked-out conspiracy person when perhaps you're not. So in any event, there's a lot going on. The Hunter Biden stuff, there's more things, which makes me think that they're trying to nudge Joe Biden a little bit to say, it's over, you need to get out, we need to put somebody else in there. Do you think that's true?
I think that's true. I think that that's part of it. I think what they have in plan was something a little bit more sinister. So we've got 9 indictments that came out of California on Thursday for Hunter Biden. And, you know, this is, again, we're talking about tax charges. We're not even talking about the biggest bulk of what's going on here. So $200,000 supposedly in tax evaded, none of which have anything to do with paying child support for his, you know, for his child. But it's just, you're looking at $1.6 million in ATM cash withdrawals, $700,000 in prostitutes. I did my own homework. So we're looking at $191,000 in loans. And the most damning is that monthly payments made to Joe Biden by these accounts. So we have conclusive proof, again, that Joe Biden lied under oath and that he said he had no dealings and has been lying on television, and he's allowed. So I think what they're going to do, the play is, you pretend to prosecute Hunter on tax charges so that you give the appearance of fair and balanced justice system, or you try to leverage this and say, hey, you know, we'll prosecute Hunter if Trump agrees to step out of the race and we'll drop all the charges.
Okay, what do you think happens there?
Trump gives them the middle finger and takes the nomination. Okay. I don't think there's any universe right now. I think right now what you're looking at is they know they've got nothing with Joe Biden. They're prepping Gavin Newsom, but he's equally unpopular. And Kamala Harris couldn't get any delegates when she was running in the primary. You guys know I like to say she and I got the same number of delegates and I wasn't running. So that's what you're looking at, is equally unpopular people trying to desperately hang on to this. So they're going to slip in all these people from the border. They're going to slip in mail-in ballots. They're trying to start the masking again. It's all a coordinated effort because they know they're spiraling and hemorrhaging votes.
Were you aware there was an editorial over the weekend? Apparently somebody was comparing, again, Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. And said, you know, if somebody would have just stepped up and gotten Hitler, we wouldn't have gone through the Holocaust. Is that instigating perhaps violence on Donald Trump when people write things like that?
Yes, and when you have congressmen who say he should be eliminated, that's been a common thread of verbiage they used with Donald Trump. But then, you know, anybody who says Joe Biden's too old to run, you're a racist, you're, you know, an ageist, you're all these other things. But that's what we're missing. You know, look at these indictment charges. Trump was indicted over a phone call. We've had evidence after evidence after evidence of the Biden family, and we're still talking about inquiries. I mean, it's absolutely shameful how, I guess, Republicans are just determined to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Republicans that I'm not fond of. So I think we've just got such a... I'm in here and you don't know what you're doing and you need to just settle down because I'm smarter. It's that kind of a feel. It's kind of a smugness and it's very bothersome, and it's been going on for 10 years, so at least.
Well, true. I think it's more controlled opposition. I think the Republicans really aren't hardwired right now to actually do something. They're just kind of making a little noise, letting people think that they're up there fighting for justice, and they're really just going along. They're allowing themselves to be steamrolled by the Democrats, and that's why others and myself are not going to allow this. We're not going to just hand over our country and our freedom.
It's Raven Harrison. How do people find your book?
They can find it on Amazon, my website, ravenharrison.com, or barnesandnoble.com.
Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks, Raven.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. Illinois loses at Tennessee. Brad Underwood after the game.
Really good college basketball game. High level. It's so very hard to go on the road and beat a top 10 team. Thought it was a great challenge for our players to have to step up to that challenge. Again, a veteran team that's so well coached, and Rick's known for his toughness and their defense. And I thought I was really pleased at halftime to shoot 34%, to be ahead. I thought our defense settled in after the first 4 or 5 minutes. It was a unique ball game. I'm not saying one thing about the officials, but I mean, there's 3 fouls in the first half and there's 426 in the second.
That's just the worst. Because if you're getting the game called a certain way and it completely mm-hmm. shifts at halftime, how do you know how to guard people?
Right.
That's the worst. Rebounding, we got out rebounded in the second half by 11, Coleman Hawkins.
They just out rebounded us. We didn't do a great job on the rebounding side, and that was pretty much it. You know, I think we were up 1.5, and then they got out rebounded by 11 in the second half, so I think that was the game here.
It was actually Quincy Guerriere, who had a wonderful game. Not so good for Terrence and Marcus. But good game. We're right there. Tennessee's the number 17 at home in Knoxville. I thought the game kind of turned the momentum when they called some sort of hooking on Ty Rogers. Well, I thought the guy hooked him. That was a real momentum switcher. But the Illini were up 5 in the second half, early in the second half. Anyway, I think we're right there. And we'll see. Big Ten does not look like the Big Ten.
Right.
Everybody's losing. So it's going to be hard to improve your March status in the Big Ten because the Quad 1 wins aren't going to be there except if you beat Purdue. So that's not so good.
Well, in men's basketball yesterday, Michigan beat Iowa 90-80, and Nebraska beat Michigan State 77-70.
Michigan State 4-5?
No.
What's up? It was supposed to be right at the top of the Big Ten.
So Northwestern over Detroit Mercy 91-59. Yesterday, our women's basketball team went down. Michigan beat Illinois 84-48, just flipping those numbers. Illinois women 5-3 on the season, 0-1 now in the Big Ten. One of the things that happened was 8 blocks from the team, and Kendall Bostic with 3 of those and had 10 points in that game. There'll be a doubleheader come Sunday, December 17th. So you'll need to check the process depending on which game you plan to attend. But we'll start out with the men taking on Colgate at noon, and then the women with their bragging rights game against Missouri at 3. So they'll open the gates essentially for the women at 2. And if they try to scan to get into the men's game, that won't work until after 2. And then they'll have to figure out the seating depending on if you have season tickets for the women's games.
I'm going to say Shauna Green's never lost a game that bad. I'm guessing. I have no idea. But 84-48? She's a terrific coach.
Right.
Michigan must be really good. To come into our place, they have the second biggest crowd I think we've ever had for women's basketball.
And you weren't sure of the score, but you saw it in her eyes.
I just saw a picture of her. I said, I think we lost.
Okay.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign Urbana is Saturday quiet and uneventful and seasonally mild to well above on temperature. Still driven by this moderate to strong El Nino weather pattern. It's a pattern likely to stick around, at least in the shorter term, for the next couple of weeks for openers. For the day-to-day, partly sunny skies. High temperatures right on target for the time of year at around 40. Light southwest wind, mostly clear for tonight. Dawn readings will level off at around 28. Bit of a gusty southwest wind sets on in. That'll continue for the day tomorrow, shifting westerly and high to about 43 with lots of sunshine. A few more scattered clouds tomorrow night. Lows about 10, colder at 23. Mostly sunny, a bit chillier for the day on Wednesday. High temperature around 39 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Sunshine at 46 on Thursday, 47 on Friday. Only mention of a shower is in here on Saturday with a high up to 48 degrees, highs of 45 to 50. Overnight readings near freezing, quiet weather pattern for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Fox Business Report.
There's another energy merger in the works. Occidental Petroleum is buying oil and gas producer Crown Rock for $12 billion. Also, Occidental is increasing the dividend it pays investors. Investment firms with partial ownership of Macy's are reported to be working on a takeover of the retailer. Ark House Management and Brigade Capital Management are interested in taking Macy's private. Cigna has decided not to pursue a merger with Humana. The Wall Street Journal says the two companies could not agree on financial terms for the deal. Shareholders were not on board. Cigna shares have dropped nearly 10% since the Wall Street Journal reported late last month that the merger could be announced by the end of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Poselda, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 724, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. December 11, Jacob Hurtubise turns 26 today, my new son-in-law.
Okay.
And he had a celebration in Fiji where they are honeymooning, and they sang to him, but it was the yesterday, because it was the 11th yesterday.
Gotcha.
It's the 12th in Fiji now. They're like 19 hours ahead. Crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you have a birthday, my mom had a birthday yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They sang to her at Meadowbrook Church and recognized her as, one of the elder statements. So she's 29.
Uh-huh.
And that's just a thing. And
right.
I honor that because there's a mindset there.
Right.
If you wake up and think you're old, you're old.
Uh-huh.
If you wake up and think you're achy,
uh-huh.
You're achy. If you wake up and just accept where you are, you accept where you are, And she is just one that is always, and it's a great philosophy, believing I can do this and believing that I'm okay. And let's go. You know, it's the same. I do that. I must get that from her.
Well, and staying active and engaged in the community. I mean, at the tree lighting ceremony in Philo, what she and Gene McCormick kind of founded that, didn't they? And
I think, yeah. I'm not. I think
the old mayor of Tolono, Gene McCormick?
Old mayor of Philo.
Or Philo?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Watch yourself. Tolono's a great town. I love Tolono.
And we had a great holiday celebration.
Yeah, no, it's just get out and go, yes. Right? Get out and go. But it's when she says she's 29, I tell people she's 29, and they look at me funny, and I don't care.
Uh-huh. All right?
So there you go.
All good.
We try and explain it's kind of the X year anniversary of her 29th birthday.
Right.
But the reason is that it was the only year of her life that she had four children and her mother was living. And to my mom's credit, her mom died on Christmas Day. And it was never reflected in her attitude toward Christmas. Mm. Never sadness. She was always happy.
Okay.
So she, that would be hard, I would think.
Agreed.
I think it was her grandmother and mother died the same day.
Okay.
Christmas Day of 1959. Mm. So I was born in 59, so she had all her kids and her mom. I think that's why she's 29. All right, here we go. I've got a Stever offer. It is from Kramer Siding and Window. Now, this is Christmas time, folks. I'm handing out $1,000 to somebody. Yeah, and you have to get hold of Kramer to start the process. It's going to take a little while. These things do where they have to come over and then book a time, estimate, and you have to decide if you want to do it. But if you do a project with Kramer, there's no minimums here. It's just $1,000.
Okay.
And if you go buy a window, a good window these days might cost $1,000.
Agree.
It's just what things have happened here in the last 3 years. Just inflation has been through the roof.
And over time, how you save on your energy bills. If you're in an older home and it has old window panes, boy, you're losing a lot on your heat, with the heat going out the window.
We've had a number of people need sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
And Kramer does that. Kramer does a lot.
Yes.
So $1,000 to someone today from Kramer to get in and have a chance. You just simply text in Kramer to 217-359-2255, C-R-A-M-E-R, Kramer, if you want in on $1,000 to spend at Kramer Siding and Window. I know. You're saying, what? What's wrong with this? I don't know. You don't have to spend $1 zillion, just $1,000.
That's right.
All right, there you go. On the Tapman's Towing phone line, all our guests like Raven appear there. And that is our Stever offer. And we might have a few new ones coming up in the first of the year that we're excited to tell you about when the time is right.
Kramer Siding and Window at 708 North Country Fair in Champaign. And KramerSiding.com if you would like to explore with your partner over breakfast and decide some of the projects you need done. You're just texting in Kramer.
Well, he has dedicated his life to battling the nation's opiate epidemic. He's author of Fighting Fentanyl, Playbook for Families. Apparently, college campuses wouldn't be surprised. They have not dug into this at the University of Illinois. But I think fentanyl is everywhere. Mm. And they lace it. So you might think you're taking an Advil and you might be getting fentanyl. I mean, they just, it's horrible. We'll talk to Dave Bean is his name, and he'll tell us what's happening on college campuses. Apparently, it's a thing. I'm sure it is here. If I were to ask the questions of the right people, we'd find that it is here and it is everywhere.
Well, and it is finals week on the U of I campus and everywhere, so a lot of, students are looking for something extra to give them energy and focus.
Okay, you never take a pill from a stranger. You never take a drink from a stranger anymore. I mean, right? Hey, I saw you in that class. Here, have one on me.
Uh-huh.
You got to be so careful with the creeps out
Absolutely.
There. People that are predators, and you got to be very careful. So fentanyl is part of our fabric and just our life, and it kills 20,000 people a year.
Oh, wow.
It's just unbelievable, and a lot of it's coming from the southern border, from China.
Mm-hmm.
And we know things like that. So dig into that just a little bit, get you some information perhaps you don't know. Break for the news. Be right back. It is 729. This is Monday, December 11, ESPN 93.5.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump declines to testify at his $250 million civil fraud trial. He was expected in the witness box today. The trial resumes tomorrow. Fundraising and money for firefighters on the plate for President Biden today in Philadelphia. Three companies decommissioned during the Great Recession are coming back thanks to $22.4 million to pay for 72 firefighters for 3 years. Three more Israeli soldiers dying in the war with Hamas, the total rising to 104 in central Israel, hit with a missile strike. One person reportedly slightly injured. And will there be a white Christmas?
Historically, where we could see the potential for snow on Christmas Day. And of course, if you live across the Rockies, the Northern Plains, the Great Lakes, interior sections of the Northeast, you're more likely to get that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police reminding the public to stay vigilant during the holiday season as the Israeli-Hamas war continues. ISP says foreign terrorist media historically has called for violence during the winter holiday season. This year, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI expect the call for violence to be heightened. Champaign County Martin Luther King Jr. celebration held next month. The event set to be hosted January 14th at the Cranard Center for the Performing Arts, Urbana. It'll honor the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., while acknowledging organizations and individuals upholding his ideals and principles to better serve our community. State's funding nearly $2 million in projects to expand local food networks through a new grant approved by the Illinois legislature. Examples of projects under the grant include animal processing, trucking, food hubs, and community kitchens. The Illinois Stewardship Alliance working with the Department of Agriculture for the first year of the grants. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hi, Jim Miller, thank you. We check our weather now with our meteorologist, Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
For some, the holidays can be hard and lead to increased negative behavior. If you know someone who's struggling, take the first step towards recovery. The Carl Addiction Recovery Center team is here to help. Learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. For you, Central Illinois, Champaign event is Saturday, and overall, pretty quiet, uneventful weather pattern expected for this week and the next week as well. You can thank El Nino for that, with temperatures continuing at or above seasonal expectations. No real cold or winter per se, certainly in sight around here. Farther south, a different story. In the meantime, partly sunny, southwest breeze will stay light for the day-to-day. Temperatures on target for the time of year at around 40. Mostly clear for tonight. South wind will pick up through the night, low down to 28. For the day tomorrow, winds will shift around into the west with sunshine up to about 43 in the afternoon. A bit colder tomorrow night, down to 23 and a few scattered clouds, and a tad chillier for the day on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, northwest to north breezes will stay on the light side with a high near 39. Well into the 40s we go for Thursday and Friday. Fair amount of sunshine, could be a couple of sprinkles or snowflakes. Saturday with a high up to 48 later in the day and highs of 45 to 50. Nights near freezing, sunshine, mild weather for the time of year, Sunday and Monday into next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I love South Dakota. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Good. How you doing, my man? I love your town, too. Great area.
Yeah, well, you have no idea where I am, but I really appreciate the sentiment. Nice of you.
Are you in Champaign, Illinois?
Champaign. Right. All right. Well, good
Champaign,
for you.
Champaign. All right.
Are you near Rapid City? Where are you in South Dakota?
I'm in the middle of the state. I'm in pheasant hunting country. And getting ready to go out there and chase those wily roosters around with some friends.
Man, I'll tell you what, we like South Dakota. It's a solid state there. Well, you've dedicated your life to battling the nation's opiate epidemic. It's Dave Bean, spent 50 years as a communications expert, promoted the world's largest public safety campaign. Tell me why your passion for this, Dave.
Well, it's very simple, my man. I am the lucky father of five kids that I was able to raise that never got hooked on drugs and or had to deal with fentanyl. And I created a program that you may have heard of if you're a firearms guy, called Project ChildSafe. We distributed gun locks, free gun locks, for 7 years, 35 million of them. And through that, we were able to reduce accidental firearms deaths, according to the CDC, not my numbers, by over 35% in that seven-year period. Wow. And the whole message was very simple: properly store and handle your firearms. And I realized through that you can change behavior through communications and advocacy. So as the drug thing continued to grow and get more involved, and then, of course, we had some personal situations develop in my life. I won't bore you with all those. Friends, kids who got involved with this stuff. I said, well, let's take the same concept of advocacy and bring it out. So that's how it got started.
So you're author of Fighting Fentanyl, Playbook for Families. Tell me about fentanyl. Is it true a whole lot of this is coming from China through the southern border?
Let me give you – okay, so there's five things that you and I can't control. We can't control China, where they make it. We can't control India, where they ship it. And we can't control Mexico, where they turn it into a crystallized form, a powder form. We certainly can't control the border. Nobody else seems to be able to do it. But the biggest thing we can't control is access to the dark web. So what happens is fentanyl is used as an additive to what I call the fun drugs, the ecstasy, the Xanax, the Percocets that kids can buy on the dark web. What the kids don't realize is that these drugs can be laced with fentanyl. And the reason that these drug dealers do that is to create an extra high for their product. And their theory is, this is crazy, that if the kid gets a really good high on it, he'll become a regular customer, come back and buy it. We can't control those five things, but we can control our families, and we can control our advocacy with our children. So that's really what this playbook is all about, which, by the way, is available for free to your audience. When we finish, I'm going to give your production folks my email address. They can contact your website or your station. Send me an email. I will send you an e-copy of this. And today, your listeners can start to have a better relationship with their kids and get involved in making sure this doesn't happen to their family.
I thought they were just trying to kill us. I didn't know that they were lacing it for an additional high. So accidental overdoses are, they laced them too much? I mean, how's that happen?
Yeah. So there's no regulation. As you know, fentanyl is a regulated drug. You know, doctors prescribe it for pain. It's an opioid. And those are very regulated in terms of dosage sizes, right, based on your health condition. So when the bad guys get hold of it, a lot of it goes through the cartel, but there's also other people that are accessing it. It's not just the cartel. That's one of the misnomers out there. They add it to the other drugs they're selling. Let's call them recreational drugs, for lack of a better term, the soft drugs, or people think they're soft. They put fentanyl in it, and let me give you the example that really got me going on this. So last March in Fort Lauderdale, five West Point kids on spring break OD'd when they bought cocaine that was laced with fentanyl. That really struck home because my youngest son is a West Point graduate and who is now a major in the United States Army, and I know how tough it is to be a West Point student, how hard it is to get in there. They're like the one percenters of our country. These are super smart kids. In fact, one of them was on the football team. They almost all died. Thank God they didn't die, but they all got kicked out of West Point. Their lives are completely trashed in terms of going forward because they wanted to use cocaine, not knowing fentanyl was in it. So that's how pervasive it is. It's all over. In fact, they could put it in marijuana. They could put it anywhere. They can bake it into any drug that's being sold out there. Meth, the whole deal.
Well, you said there's a whole bunch we can't control, but we can't control our families. It's not that easy. Teenagers and the dark web and the smartphones and all the things we're into now.
It is. So my book, it's going to be available. I hope you'll get a copy of it for your station folks to read. It goes through 10 points how to turn apathy into tough love, basically, is where I'm advocating. I'm just saying you've got to engage with your kids. You've got to communicate with them. If you don't, let me give you one little saying we like to use. Would you rather visit your kid in a treatment center or a funeral home? You know, we've got to get more involved as families. You can't expect government to go out there and stop this. If there was no demand for these drugs, there'd be no drug problem. You know, you're probably old enough to remember Nancy Reagan's favorite, famous slogan.
Just say no, right?
Just say no. Yeah. We haven't had a preventative campaign in this country in decades. So we can blame it on those five things I just mentioned, or we could say, wait a minute, let's take away the need. Let's take away that desire to buy this crap, and that will in itself start to shrink the access to it because there'll be less product because there's less money for them to make. So it's a tough situation, but if parents don't get involved, we have no chance. We have no chance.
Dave,
I can promise you that.
Dave Bean, B-E-A-N, Fighting Fentanyl Playbook for Families. Man, your passion is awesome. Plus, you sound like Father of the Year. Mm-hmm. So you have a major from West Point. What are your other four doing?
So I have a custom home builder in Bozeman, Montana, who's doing great. I have an executive with Starbucks in Seattle. That's my daughter. She goes around the world helping find new Starbucks locations. What a job.
Mm.
I've got my oldest guy was a retired Army Airborne Ranger who got his post-service degree from Columbia and is a big executive with a defense contractor. And then my middle guy is a banker in Philadelphia. So they've all turned out pretty good.
Well, it sounds like they took after your wife because obviously you married far over your head, Dave.
You got that right. No question.
And there must be something about South Dakota. Were they all raised in South Dakota?
No, we were raised primarily in upstate New York and Seattle. Where their kids were raised, But South Dakota's become my little place to hang out. I got a little farm here, and we do some pheasant hunting and have some fun. Great state, by the way.
Well, you got great passion to help people, which is just it's a God-given thing to have that inside of you to want to actually change stuff. Are you hopeful for America?
I am. I do believe in America, but I believe more in the family. I don't believe in our government to solve any of these problems. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I see them waste so much money. You know, they spend $800 billion in the defense budget, about $40 billion in the drug world, right? DEA is a terrific organization, but I have DEA friends. In fact, I do training with DEA officers, and they all say this is just the tip of the iceberg. What you hear in the media is only a small part of really what's happening out there. We've got a major problem. So, yes, listen, I got to jump off.
Dave Bean, give us the information how we can get this book.
I will do it. Okay. Thank you so much, my man.
Appreciate it. Dave Bean will get that for you, folks. ESPN 93.5. Dave, B-E-A-N, on the Tavman's Towing phone line, and we will effort that information. What a cool guy, though. I really liked him. He's from South Dakota. He has dedicated his life to battling the nation's opiate epidemic, author of Fighting Fentanyl Playbook for Families. But what a down-to-earth, just a solid human. All right, it is 7:43, ESPN 93.5. The Fighting Illini lost over the weekend, as you know, at Tennessee. Brad Underwood after the game.
Really good college basketball game. High level. It's so very hard to go on the road and beat a top 10 team. Thought it was a great challenge for our players to have to step up to that challenge. Again, a veteran team that's so well coached, and Rick's known for his toughness and their defense. And I thought it was a I was really pleased at halftime to shoot 34%, to be ahead. I thought our defense settled in after the first 4 or 5 minutes. It was a unique ball game. I'm not saying one thing about the officials, but I mean there's 3 fouls in the first half and there's 426 in the second. But just a tale of two halves. Give Tennessee a ton of credit. They whooped our butt on the glass in the second half. And to go win on the road, you have to guard and you have to rebound the basketball.
Yep, Coleman Hawkins after the game.
I think it was big tonight. I mean, I'm trying to do my best to box out. You know, I'm getting held. My arm's getting pulled out and I can't jump. But I think our guards and our wings just gotta do a better job of crashing with me. You know, I'm fighting my best, you know. can only do so much. I'm not saying I'm the only one rebounding at all, but you know, I think I just got to be more physical down there as well, and snatch the ball with two hands, and we'll get out in transition, and we're a tough team to guard in transition. So.
Yep, and Mr. Guerrier had a great game. He agreed, rebounding.
They just out-rebounded us. We didn't do a great job on the rebounding side, and that was pretty much it. You know, I think we were up one at half, and then they got out-rebounded by 11 in the second half, so I think that was the game here.
Well, look at it this way. Quincy Guerrier had a great game, 22 points. I mean, before that, Marcus Damask had 33. We know Terrence Shannon scores average over 21. Is this going to be kind of the thing where somebody can pop up on a given night you're not expecting? I mean, I think that we are long, meaning we have big old arm stretch and reach, and we're tall, and we create problems. Rick Barnes, the Tennessee coach. Again, Tennessee's favored to win the SEC. They're one of the favorites to go to the Final Four. I mean, they're very, very good, and we could have won the ball game. There's no doubt about it. So it means, based on the past week, we can play. You know, Big Ten's hard and all that, and somebody's going to pop up and beat us that probably shouldn't. But I don't think the Big Ten is what the Big Ten has been. And it sounds like Diane, Michigan State has lost again, so they're 4-5? That's just shocking.
77-70 with Nebraska beating Michigan State last night.
Was that must have been at Nebraska, at least, I would think. Anyway, I don't
Michigan
know.
Over Iowa, 90-80. Northwestern over Detroit Mercy, 91-59, and other Big Ten scores. So, and then the next up will be at noon against Colgate. That's a doubleheader day at the State Farm Center.
This Sunday.
Yes. Yep. On the 17th, and it's the Bracken Wrights game as we host Missouri for the women's game that starts at 3. So some people are encouraged to stay. If there's reserved seats, of course, for the women's season, they can get in after 2 on Sunday and will be, you know, taken down to their seats and could be booting out some of the fans from the men's team, but they want people to hang around and watch the women, too.
Think about what you just said.
Okay.
There was reserved seating that I bought for the women's game. Yeah. When was that ever a thing? It was like free to get in for years.
That's true.
Please come to the game. It's free.
The women are 5-3 on the season. Michigan won yesterday. They were 0-1 in the Big Ten now. But, yeah, we definitely have some momentum.
Well, we got really whipped yesterday. But just
84-48.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's just, again, that's not happened yet for Shauna. That's mm-hmm. Michigan must be pretty good because they had a good crowd supporting them. The line of women are a thing. They really,
right,
really drawing like I never thought was possible at the State Farm. So,
and for that matter, Parkland's men's and women's basketball team have been doing well, but their women's team lost yesterday, so they're 10-1 on the season. When it comes to the NBA and that in-season basketball tournament, LA Lakers ended up beating the Indiana Pacers. That final was 123-109. Chicago Bears win yesterday, 28-13 over the Detroit Lions. I'm not sure if we'd like that or not, because
people
are looking at a draft pick right?
We're not going to get, you know, the Bears will get the first pick because of Carolina, because they have the Carolina pick.
And we negotiated that deal earlier.
That was last year.
Okay.
So the Bears look good. I mean, they beat Detroit, who seems to be fading a little bit. They're not playing well in the past
28-13 was the final yesterday.
And I guess Jared Goff does not play well in the cold.
I see.
He's an L.A. guy, I guess. He played for the Rams, and they traded him to Detroit.
Okay.
So not the greatest quarterback, as I understand, in cold weather. So there's that. But the Bears look good. I mean, I thought the Bears looked solid.
Cincinnati over the Colts, 34-14. I think one of those touchdowns was Chase Brown for the Bengals. I saw a little clip from that on Twitter.
Chase Brown had a touchdown. Sidney had a nice tackle and a breakup of a pass last night, although Dallas beat him pretty easily.
Great to see our Illini in NFL action. Dallas over Philadelphia, 33-13 in the evening game. Then we have a couple of games for Monday Night Football. Ball with Tennessee at Miami and Green Bay at 66-6, taking on the New York Giants, who are 4-8 on this season.
Did I say where that game is, I wonder? Not going to be as cold as it should be. But either way, it'll be cold in New York or New Jersey, cold in Green Bay. So
Washington over the Chicago Blackhawks in NHL action, 4-2. Shohei Ohtani, a 10-year, $700 million deal as he moves across town from the Angels to the L.A. Dodgers.
I have something on Shohei Ohtani. The Cubs are talking.
I know.
But it wasn't.
Toronto Blue Jays was in the mix also, rumors. And
how hard is it to be a Dodger fan? Duh, you get all the players. Must be really hard.
And he announced on Instagram, so he kept it pretty tight-lipped on all the negotiations and deals. People were saying he's, you know, in the airport, he's going to Toronto. He's
if you want to see Shohei Ohtani's debut with the Dodgers, it'll be against the Cardinals.
As Stevie rolls his eyes. But he's sitting out this coming season, right? With Tommy John surgery.
Just pitching. He'll hit.
Oh, okay.
He hits like 50 home runs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so the Sonny Gray's debut with the Cardinals will be in Dodger Stadium. Cardinals got to play at the Dodgers. The schedule has just pounded the Cardinals this year. Let me wind some. And now they start next year just as hard. At L.A. for like four games. Okay, Shohei Ohtani, they only play baseball for 6 or 7 months, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's just pretend we stretch his $70 million a year.
$700
million. $70 million a year for 10 years.
I see.
Let's stretch that over 12 months because he'll be, you know, exercising.
Sure.
So what this breaks down to, if you're interested, is Shohei Ohtani will be getting $2.22 every second he's alive. That computes to $133.18 every minute he's alive. And his hourly wage is $7,990.87. Per day breathing, walking around, going to the mall, he makes per day $191,000. Per week, Shohei's bringing in $1,346,000 a week. Per month, $5,833,333.33. Per game? Because you only play 6 or 7 months. Shohei Ohtani, whether he strikes out all 5 at-bats, gets $432,000 a game.
Wow.
A game!
Thank you for doing all this math before the show, Stevie.
Got it on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
That's shocking. It's just...
Crazy stats.
Good for him, because you can do it too. Just go do what he did.
Absolutely.
If you're available to do it, well, I can't do it. Well, then that's why you're not getting paid $2.22 every second of your life. That's just crazy. And you know what I do if I'm the St. Louis Cardinals? Ball four. I'm not pitching to you.
Maybe.
Good luck. You can get all that money for all those walks. But the problem with the Dodgers, they got like 5 MVPs on their team. Whatever.
Wow.
How hard is it to play with the best players? Well, you can spend the money too, I guess. Dodgers do. Why doesn't everybody else?
So January 12th is our Cardinal Caravan going into that Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, which is Monday the 15th. So a lot of people do look at that too.
Good tip, Maxwell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that it's his baseball contract. I'm sure he's making even more in scholarships.
Nope. Sponsorships.
That,
of course, there's. Okay. You have to obviously have your sponsors.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan played basketball mostly in the 90s.
Yeah.
He made $2 million a year playing basketball.
That's true.
And $45 million a year in sponsors.
Right.
So Shohei is going to be gold on that. And then, of course, he's Taylor Swift in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go anywhere. There are women at the airport. I mean, just everywhere.
I could see that. I mean, driving the gravy train right there.
Well, he's 26 or 25.
Wow.
He's young.
And is he
He's
single?
Handsome. I think he's single.
Okay. Well, I mean, my daughter Gabby's 26.
Well, there you go. Gabby has a boyfriend.
I know, but still, Shelly's looking pretty good.
Yeah, it's remarkable. But again, I don't begrudge anybody for getting paid what they can get paid. That's what free markets and capitalism is all about.
He's 29, I'm seeing.
But what I look at is, you know, there's no... Money is not evil. It's the love of money that gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
So Shohei can do a lot of good in the world with that kind of money. Because making $432,000 a game, whether you play or not, is an opportunity to do great things with that money to help a lot of people. Go and check your weather. We'll do that next. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. A few minutes ago, we had Dave Bean, B-E-A-N, on from South Dakota, author of the Fighting Fentanyl Playbook for Families, and we have his email where you can get a free e-copy, Diane.
Right. If that touched a nerve with you, Dr. Bean, 428 at msn.com, and of course, you can re-listen to that interview as you hit up steviejay.com.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center will have their public swim December 20th through January 3rd. So keep everyone exercising during that winter break from 1:30 to 5. And of course, passes and punch cards for the pool is a great gift. UrbanaParks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign Urbana is Saturday quiet and uneventful and seasonally mild to well above on temperature. Still driven by this moderate to strong El Nino weather pattern. It's a pattern likely to stick around at least the shorter term for the next couple of weeks for openers. For the day-to-day, partly sunny skies, high temperatures right on target for the time of year at around 40. Light southwest wind, mostly clear for tonight. Dawn readings will level off at around 28. Bit of a gusty southwest wind sets on in. That'll continue for the day tomorrow, shifting westerly and high to about 43 with lots of sunshine. A few more scattered clouds tomorrow night. Lows about 10 colder at 23. Mostly sunny, a bit chillier for the day on Wednesday. High temperature around 39 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Sunshine at 46 on Thursday, 47 on Friday. Only mention of a shower is in here on Saturday with a high up to 48 degrees. Highs of 45 to 50. Overnight readings near freezing. Quiet weather pattern for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Hi, I'm Mike Anderson. When my wife and I first started dating in the summer, we would go see all the local fireworks and enjoy the patriotic celebrations around the 4th of July. Champaign County Freedom Celebration had the best show with a synchronized patriotic soundtrack, plus the evening program, enjoying music in our lawn chairs by Memorial Stadium and the parade late morning by the State Farm Center. We've cheered on runners with the 5K that goes along the parade route at 9 a.m. It's always very moving hearing the national anthem play as we watch the flag wave in the breeze. It felt good to be a part of this local American tradition that's been around since 1949. July4th.net is the website for the end of the year giving as you support this premier patriotic party. Please mail your tax-deductible donation soon. Learn more at July4th.net.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
So we're giving $1,000 to somebody who wants to spend it at Kramer Siding and Windows. If you've got a project and you've been working on it, or you're saying, man, we got to get that going, and you want to take $1,000 in the Stever program, I'll give you the $1,000 if you spend, well, 1,000. You can do whatever you want with it. It's just free money. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the website, ghoststever.com. It'll be up, I think, later today, but for sure right now, C-R-A-M-E-R, if you want to text it.
359-2255. You can investigate your next project at CrimerSiding.com. They're located at 708 North Country Fair Drive.
Okay, so there's that, and we wish you all the best if you want to take a shot at $1,000. It's $1,000 bill. It's just one of those deals. It's part of the Stever program. So if you're interested, 217-359-2255. We'll be right back. You're listening to WSJK.